Episode 2935, I Stand at the Door and Knock.
Moms, needing a little inspiration and a ray of hope? You've come to the right place. This is the show that you can turn to for just the pick-me-up you need. This is Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive. Happy, happy day. I hope you're ready for a fabulous week because this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Are you feeling a little tired? Are you exhausted at everything that you have to do, performing for the world, whether it's for your family, for your work, maybe even for the church? I want you to take a deep breath, and I want you to be in God's presence, because He says, I stand at the door and knock. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple strategy, everyday solutions to live, love, and impact. Well, as we go through life, right, we just get stuck sometimes. But because we get stuck, because we find that rut that we're comfortable in, we don't look any further. So therefore, sometimes we're not willing to climb out of the trenches. We're just, well, I'm just going to stay here because I know what to expect. But then there's something else that happens. God's showing up. Are you knowing His presence? Is He there? Do you hear Him? Revelation 3:20 says this, "Here I am. I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come in and eat with that person, and they with me." Do you know when God wants to get your attention? Are you listening? Are you really wanting to hear Him? And I'm not saying the way you're hearing me right now. Now, do I believe that can happen? Yes. Has it happened? Not to me personally. But I do know that I have had those moments. I can recall them. And it's like, okay, like, yeah, He was right there talking to me, just like you're hearing my voice. It wasn't a full paragraph. It wasn't a dissertation. It was something calling me out. Maybe it was a name. It could have been a noise. But I know it was the presence of God. But the problem is we can get so tied up in our own activities and responsibilities that you miss His presence. And not just the comfort of knowing He's got you. God is not there for just your 911 calls. He wants to be there for your every day. Do you hear me? He wants you to be there with Him. He wants you to invite Him in, to have Him sit next to you, to go to the grocery store with. He wants you to be present with Him. I stand at the door and knock. So let me ask you this. Are you a willing participant in God's plan for your life? Are you playing hardball? Because I know for me, it's one of those things where I wrestle with things and I get an idea, right? It's a thought that comes in my head. And it could be about business. It could be something in the Bible that I've read. It could be something that came off from an email. It could be something my child said to me. There's just something that spurs a thought within me. And it won't go away. And so then I'm like, okay, what is this? So then I pray, okay, Lord, was this from You? Why will this not go away? And then I have to wait. And that waiting doesn't mean that I'm just like sitting there with my folded hands. Doesn't mean I'm on my knees going, okay, Lord, here I am. I'm not going to move. I'm not saying that. You go through, you keep going, but you keep coming back going, what is this? And it's in those moments, those love nudges, those pushes, the stuff that doesn't go away, that says, come on, aren't you not paying attention to me? Are you a willing participant in God's plan for your life? You probably are for your own plan. You'll do everything that you need to do to get what you want out of life. But what if you were to open the door to God? What if you were to be still so you can know what God wants for you. With all the distractions and displaced feelings that become more self-centered rather than heavenly focused, it's easy to want that control. It's easy to tell yourself, I got the answers. I figured it out. I went to school for this. I got a doctor degree. Yeah. I can figure out the numbers. I know how to make money. I know how to make my marriage better. I know how to heal my body. I know how to make better friends. I know how to quit drinking, quit smoking. I know how to reach out to my loved one that I haven't talked to in 20 years. I got this. Do you? God says, I stand at the door and knock. But are you willing to open it? Are you willing to break bread with him? Are you willing to sit with him in his presence? And that may be when you're driving. You're all by yourself, caught in traffic. Instead of listening to your music, whether it's pop or country, I mean, I love all kinds of music. Okay, heavy metal, yeah, it's stretching it for me. I can listen to it for just a little bit, and then I got to change it. My brain just can't handle it. But what if you were to turn on the local station or on your Spotify, you had a playlist that just simply said, be still and know. Or I stand at the door and knock. And it's a playlist of songs that just brings you in the presence of God. And instead of feeling frustrated on your drive to work or your drive home, or you're just caught in traffic because you're running errands, maybe you're traveling to a conference, maybe you're doing something for work. Instead of being in the hustle and bustle, what if you were to allow God to sink in to your heart? What if you showed up for him? I stand at the door and knock. Are you willing to open it? I know, maybe it's a little scary. I get it. I've done a few things over the last few months that really have shaken me to the core. And I'm like, Lord, I don't know, but he kept coming to me going, Christiane, are you paying attention? Stop seeing your reflection and see mine. You don't have all the answers. You're not ever going to be perfect, which I know that, right? I know deep down I'm not ever going to be perfect. But he says, when I tell you you're ready, then I will send you. My child, I tell you right now, you're ready. And I'm like, oh, no, Lord, I am not ready. And he keeps showing me day after day, even hour by hour. And as I look back over not just these few months of all of this unraveling, if you haven't heard, right, we're on pray.com. We have a TV show now. I say we because it's not me, it's God. He's in the presence of this. Come join us. It's 10:30 a.m. Central, 11 a.m. Eastern, and 8:30 a.m. Pacific. I don't know why this opportunity is here. I don't understand it, but what I do know is God is leading the way. And it's not for my heart to be earthly focused, it's to be heavenly driven. My purpose is to serve God, number one. So then I can love the people he's put in my life, meaning my husband, my children, my family. That means you, my community. This life is not about me, and it's not about you. You are a living legacy to God's love here on earth. Let that sink in. So at your door, do you hear a knock? Because God's saying, I stand at the door and knock. My prayer for you, may you take moments in your day to be still and know, letting your heart soften toward hearing God's nudges for your life, and wrap the gift of God's presence daily so you can do immeasurably more. Go out, be present, be incredible, be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a glorious, blessed week. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.